following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
All right, a very good evening to you. We welcome you to Gettysburg, South Dakota. For tonight, we bring you coverage of regional high school boys basketball on KPLO. A good matchup comes your way this evening as the Highmore Herald Pirates take on the Potter County Battlers. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. Coverage of regional high school sports is also brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, Byright Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also being brought to you by Highmore Health, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, the Highmore Herald, by Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, by Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Jan Bussey Ford and Mashing Food Center, and also bringing us coverage of regional high school basketball tonight, the folks at Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Store, the Great Western Bank, Brown Agronomy, C&B Operations, John Deere, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, by Gettysburg Collision Center, by Hovind Co-op and Prairie Stop, by Hovind Equity, and the Plains Commerce Bank. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. My name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball as we approach the final week of the regular season for the boys. Two teams that are putting together very good years will hook up here this evening. Highmore Herald, 11-7 on the year. Currently, they are kind of locked in as far as the number 5 overall seed is concerned in region 2B. They take on a Potter County Battler ball club. The Battlers set at 17-1. They have, they're not only the number 2 seed in region 2B, but they are also one of the top teams as far as seed pointing wise in Class B in South Dakota. They have an opportunity to have themselves a very good seeding position if they can advance to the round of 16 a couple weeks from now. These two teams know each other well, and two region opponents will square off here tonight. This is the pregame brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. And after we take a 3-minute break, we'll come back and we'll talk about both of these teams, where they are, how they got here, and what they have coming up in the week ahead. And we'll do all of that as pregame gets underway on KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
At Titan Machinery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maintain your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries, designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Welcome back to Gettysburg as our pregame continues. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you that snow means slow. I just flew into town, and boy, are my arms tired. Ba-dum-boom. It's windy out there tonight. Potter County, as we take a look at the Battlers, come into the ballgame with a record of 17-1. They more than likely will wind up being the number two overall seed of Region 2B. Again, with the seeding points that Potter County has, they will look very good as far as the overall seeding in the SODAC 16, as long as they can get through the this Region 2B. Potter County has rolled off several wins in a row. In fact, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 wins in a row. Their last loss was to Aberdeen Christian back on the 14th of January. Matchups with Highmore Herald and Timberlake, their remaining games of the season. And if you look at things as far as the standings concerned in the Class B field, Potter County is going to be right up there. Right now they are the number four overall seed. DeSmet's the top team. Lower Brule, White River, Potter County, three Central South Dakota schools in the top four. And if you roll down just a little bit, Lyman there as well, as they set 14th as far as seeding points is concerned. Phillips sets at 17. Region 2, Region 7B. It's going to be very interesting to see that region get played out here. There could be some upsets in the games coming up here in a couple weeks. Of course, regular season yet to be played next week. Highmore Herald comes into this ballgame with a record of 11-7. Pirates have won three games in a row. Victories over Hitchcock, Tulare, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, and Kimball White Lake, as they have the matchup here with Potter County. They will finish up their regular season next Friday as they host Miller. And that will be a game that we will have for you on KPLO next Friday night, as we'll have our final regular season boys basketball game 1 week from tonight. Pregame continues with starting lineups next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peer, since 1881. Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Schlachter Lumber, your hometown hardware and lumber store since 1888. See Schlachter Lumber for countertops by Formatop, Creative Marble, Onyx Collection, Grassland Granite and Syversons, carpet and flooring by Shaw, Mohawk and Syversons, ceramic tile, Armstrong tile, vinyl and rubber mats too, hardware and lawn and garden items, and Schlage locks. Schlachter Lumber, your hometown hardware and lumber store in Gettysburg since 1888.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 380. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
First starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The starters first for the visitors, the Highmore Herald Pirates. In one guard, we'll see Grady Asby. Asby, a 5'11 senior. The other guard, Peyton McDonald. McDonald, a 5'10 senior. The forwards are Carter Lamont, a 6'2 senior, along with Trey Knox. Knox, a junior at 6'4. Starting at center is Trake Cowan. Cowan is a 6'4 sophomore. Asby and McDonald, the guards, Lamont and Knox, the forwards, Cowan at center for the Highmore Herald Pirates, who enter the ballgame tonight with a record of 11-7. The head coach of Highmore Herald is Scott Pekary. For the Potter County Battlers, in one guard, we'll see Cooper Logan, a 6'1 senior. The other guard is Drake Bassett. Bassett is a 5'10 senior. The forwards are Colin Arbach, a 6'2 senior, along with Seth Sharp. Sharp is a senior at 6'2. Grant Lukens will start at center. He is a 6'3 senior. Logan and Bassett, the guards. Arbach and Sharp, the forwards. Lukens at center. The Potter County Battlers come into the ballgame tonight with a record of 17-1. Their head coach is Bryce Hall. We'll have high school basketball for you Monday as we roll into the final week of the regular season for the boys. We will be in Alexandria as the Hanson Beavers host Chamberlain. And we'll have that game for you. Tip off around 7:45, pregame at 7:30 on Monday night. And then Tuesday, we will have region coverage of the girls' regions. Somewhere, somehow, someplace, we will have matchups for you. As the games and proceedings matchups are not official yet, probably will not be until late tonight or tomorrow morning. So we'll make a decision once the pairings are all set. And we'll be able to bring you opening round coverage of the girls' regions Tuesday on KPLO. Finally, in the pregame, it's the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials are Joel Osborne, Brendan Roth, and Greg Stroh. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. We would like to welcome those of you who are joining us online tonight at drgnews.com. This has been the pregame from Potsdam State Farm Insurance, and we will tip off in 3 minutes on KPLO.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low-overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we're KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26-3AW, and Pierport Pier. If you drink, don't drive. Our opening tip-off brought to you by your friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or do just take a test drive. They pay top dollar on good quality trade-ins. They will treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Potter County in the home whites will control the tip. And here come the Battlers up the floor in a hurry as they work it out front. Seth Sharp with the three ball, and it's good. That's how you start the ball game. You control the inbounds tip, drop the three, and have an early lead 20 seconds into this opening quarter. Pressure at half court as Potter County digs in. Highmore Herald works out front. The ball knocked away and stolen. Lead pass up the floor. This is Drake Bassett. He'll go to Sharp across the lane, and Seth Sharp will lay it up and in. This is going to be the issue for Potter or for Highmore Herald here this evening. Can they handle the full court pressure? And a long pass up the floor, Trey Knox, and he can't handle, and it goes out of bounds. And back-to-back turnovers for Highmore Herald in as many possessions. And the Battlers will have the basketball once again. Across half court, here is a Drake Bassett three. That shot is offline and no good. Rebound to Highmore Herald. Potter County will drift back defensively. The Pirates did a good job here running the floor and getting into their offense in a hurry. Trey Knox at the rim puts a shot up short, no good. Cooper Logan will get the rebound for Potter County. And the Battlers will work the other way. Here is Logan with the quick jumper. It's off the front iron. It will roll through and fall down and is good. And that makes it a 7-0 lead for Potter County. 6:43 remains in the opening quarter. Up the floor it comes. Across the lane, Cowan fouled inside. And that's going to be the matchup for Highmore Herald. They need to be able to get into their offense as quick as they possibly can. And trying to get the ball inside. They will have some opportunities in the lane as Trey Cowan will get a pair of free throws. The foul on Cooper Logan will be his first. And the free throw is up, and it is good. Battlers, or Pirates rather, are on the board with 6:38 remaining in the opening quarter. 7-1 is our score. Here is the second free throw from Trey Cowan, and that is up. It rolls off and is no good. The Battlers will get the rebound. Cross half court, Potter County, Grant Lukens. Drake Bassett right side. He'll try to work into the lane, runs into double coverage, sends it back out. Top of the key, Grant Lukens, and a whistle and a hold. A foul called on Highmore Herald, and the personal on Carter Lamont, and that will be his first personal foul. First team foul for Highmore Herald as Potter County puts the basketball in play. It will be Lukens who will work out front. The Pirates will work in a man-to-man. Lukens gets his man in the air, sends it to the corner to Seth Sharp. He'll try the corner three. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. The Pirates work the basketball across half court. Here is a drive to the rim. That is up, no good, by Peyton McDonald. Rebound pulled down by Potter County. Up the floor they come. And to the rim, shot is up, no good. That was Bassett that went to the rim for Potter County. Shot no good. Highmore Herald will get the rebound. And again, the Pirates quickly across half court. Down low, this is Cowan. The off-balance shot is up, no good. But got a good look at the rim. He left it just a little bit short. Now, as Potter County gets the rebound, we're going to have a whistle and we're going to have a timeout taken. Battlers will take a timeout here with 5:35 remaining in the opening quarter. They lead Highmore Herald 7-1. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Here's Cooper Logan inside Seth Sharp in traffic. Good defense there by Highmore Herald as they tie up the basketball. It winds up going out of bounds and belongs to the Battlers, but Highmore Herald did a good job in the interior there as the Battlers look to inbound. It is Sharp who puts it in play to Bassett. He has it on the right side. He'll fire the deep ball, and it's good. That was a long ways from home for Drake Bassett, but he's able to knock down the three to make it a 10-1 score as we work to the five-minute mark in the quarter. Here's Carter Lamont working against pressure, and he tries to spin away from it, and they're going to call him for the push-off. And Carter Lamont with his first personal foul, third team foul, third turnover, we should say. It's the second team foul. And the third turnover for Highmore Herald. Potter County out on the wing, left side, a three taken again. That was Bassett. Shot up, no good. Knox will get the rebound. Lamont will work the dribble here as he crosses half court. Here is Peyton McDonald. McDonald will drive and fire. The floater there from 10, up no good. Offensive rebound, Trey Cowan. Cowan will work the glass, and he'll put it up and in. It is a 10-3 score. Drake Cowan, all three of Highmore Herald's points so far in the early going. Here's Grant Lukens out front working against Grady Asby. Now it's Cooper Logan. He'll fire the deep ball, and it's good. The third three for Potter County already in this opening quarter. 13-3 is our score. And here is Highmore Herald across half court. It is Cowan. Lamont. Right side of the key. He'll dribble left and put the ball into the hands of Grady Asby. Now McDonald up top to Knox. Knox will try to attack. He loses the basketball out of bounds. And it is turned over by Highmore Herald. That is their fourth turnover of the ball game. And now the Battlers, with a 10-point lead already at the halfway mark of the quarter, work with the basketball once again. Lukens with the crossover, the step back, the three ball. It's no good. Cooper Logan will get the rebound, then got undercut by Highmore Herald. Logan goes down hard, but hops up and appears to be all right. It appears they're going to call a foul, and they will, on Peyton McDonald. That will be his first personal foul, third team foul against the Pirates in this first half. Battlers will look to inbound it here. As the inbounds comes into Lukens, now Bassett wide open right wing. The three is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Drake Cowan. Then he tries an outlet pass that's tipped and stolen. Bullet pass inside. Seth Sharp with the two. And that was a rocket from Cooper Logan. But the Battlers were able to hang on to it. It is now 15-3. And the Battlers will steal it once again. Lukens to the rim. Layup good. Grant Lukens will score the basket, and that will cause Highmore Herald to use their first timeout of the ball game. 17-3 Battlers, 3:28 remains in the opening quarter, a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on TPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Timeout brought to you by Agtegra as Highmore Herald uses the timeout here. It is a 17-3 score as Potter County leads. Here's Highmore Herald. Runner by Carter Lamont from the right side. Up no good. Potter County will get the rebound. Lukens with it. Lukens to the rim. Shot is good. Grant Lukens scores the bucket. He has 4 points now. And it's a 19-3 lead for Potter County as we work to the 3-minute mark of the opening quarter. McDonald up the floor. Carson Stevenson with it. Back out front it comes, and a three taken. That is up good from Carter Lamont. And boy, did Highmore Herald need that. Carson Stevenson, in the ballgame. 5'11 sophomore. Seeing his first action. Here is Lukens up top. That three ball is good. That is the fourth three-pointer for Potter County already in this opening quarter. 22-6 is our score. 2.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. And Highmore Herald with it. On the wing, ball tipped. It's out of bounds. It will remain with the Pirates. Last touched by Potter County. As the Pirates, the limb bound from the corner, we will see Logan Decker come into the ballgame for the Battlers. Here's a three from Peyton McDonald. That's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Potter County. It's Seth Sharp. To the right side, Logan Decker, and that three is up good. My goodness, 25-6. Working to the 2-minute mark remaining in the quarter. And here are the Battlers. Stevenson, corner right side, back out front, Lamont, working against the Sharp and the man-to-man. Stevenson, cross-court, Knox, Trey trying to get free. Good defense there by Cooper Logan. Ball knocked free, it's loose. Potter County with the turnover. Up the floor they come. It is Sharp. To the corner, Decker fakes the three, but it's closed out on quickly, and now he'll drive, and it's called for a double dribble. And for Potter County, by my statistics, their first turnover of the ballgame. Minute 39 remains in the opening quarter. It is a 25-6 score. And here are the Pirates with it. Across half court, Carter Lamont. Stevenson now. To Trey Knox from the left side. He'll take the three. It's up no good. Rebound Battlers. Lead pass Cooper Logan. Up the floor he comes. He'll stop and pop for three. That one is short. And Peyton McDonald will get the rebound. He'll try to push across the time stripe. Pirates have numbers. It is McDonald to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound Stevenson as he sends it back out. Down low it's Knox. He'll work the fadeaway, and that's a pretty shot that's up and good. Trey Knox will score the bucket to make it 25-8. We roll the clock to the final minute of the opening quarter. Lukens across the time stripe. He'll launch for three. That is up good. Grant Lukens in double figures with 10. 28-8. As we roll through this opening quarter, Stevenson at the center of the floor is bumped and a foul called as Cooper Logan goes for the steal, and he'll be whistled for his second personal foul. That is the second team foul for Potter County in the first half. For the Battlers, Colin Arbach back into the contest. He will check in. Grady Asby back into the ballgame. Also number 21, Bryce Burke, the 6'1 junior, makes an appearance for Highmore Herald as we wind down in this opening quarter. It is Burke on the left side, back out front. On the wing, Asby, Stevenson to the right corner. Inside now and back out. McDonald will drive, slashes to the rim. The left-handed layup up good. Peyton McDonald will score the basket to make it 28-10. Final seconds of the opening quarter. This has been an impressive first quarter for Potter County. Going to the rim, laying it up and in. That is Grant Lukens. And it is 30-10. Here's Carter Stevenson with three, with two, with one. Shot is up and good. And he will score at the buzzer. And it is a 30-12 score as Potter County has the lead at the end of quarter number one. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierce. Check out the latest information at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 30-12 Potter County. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Let us be your partner in growth. Holden Co-op. We're your real community cooperative. Holden Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Holden Co-op, 948-2222.
Holden Co-op.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Is our score as Potter County leads. We start quarter number two with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. Down low, Peyton McDonald. Dielen puts the shot up short, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Battlers. Here's Seth Sharp up the left sideline with the crossover. He'll drive and fire, gets to the rim, and scores the two. Seth Sharp with 9 points, 32-12, early in quarter number two. Here are the Pirates with it. Stevenson out front. McDonald to the wing. Now Bryce Burke. The three ball is up. No good. Backside rebound Stevenson. And boy, it looked like he got rid of the basketball before he wound up back on the floor. But they say he stepped out of bounds. And that will give the basketball to Potter County. And now Highmore Herald will set a little full court pressure. Drake Bassett will handle. He'll drive and fire. Shot is up. No good. And the rebound, or a foul, it's going to be called on Highmore Herald. And it will be whistled on Carson Stevenson, sophomore, with his first personal foul. Third team foul, making the fourth team foul for Highmore Herald as Potter County will inbound it. The inbounds will come to Colin Arbach. He'll work at the top. Here's Drake Bassett. Bassett by his defender into the lane, has the ball knocked away and stolen. And then in the backcourt, a timeout taken by the Pirates as Peyton McDonald was trapped underneath the Potter County basket. 30-second timeout taken by Highmore Herald. and we'll take it with them. 7:05 remains in the half. 32-12 Battlers, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in our local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Out of the timeout, Highmore Herald gets the ball into their front court. Burke with it. He has it at the left elbow. Sends it out top to Stevenson. Now our Highmore Herald on the drive. Shot taken. That is up no good by Mason Knox. Rebound Highmore Herald, but we're going to have a foul called on Potter County. Foul on Logan Decker, the senior, with his first personal foul. Third team foul on the Battlers. Highmore Herald will inbound underneath their own basket. Grady Asby will trigger into the hands of Mason Knox. Inside, shot and blocked. Here is Highmore Herald making a defensive play as Potter County headed the other way. Ball tipped and out of bounds off of the Pirates. It will belong to the Battlers. That's another turnover for Highmore Herald off of that blocked shot. The Battlers have forced six turnovers in this opening quarter. Here is Grant Lukens out front. They leave him open. He'll try a three off glass. It's no good. Rebound Bryce Burke. And here come the Pirates the other way. Up the floor, Mason Knox, and a whistle and a blocking foul called on Potter County. The foul will be whistled on Alex Tanner. Tanner picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four. Actually going to go on Bassett, it looks like. So we'll change that foul. Bassett with his first. Still the fourth team foul on Potter County as the Pirates try to feed it inside to Trey Cowan. Ball is tipped and out of bounds. It will remain with Highmore Herald as they'll look to inbound it underneath the basket as Asby will put it in play. It comes to Trey Knox. He'll go off glass. Shot is no good there. And the rebound to Alex Tanner in Potter County will head the other way. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. It is a 32-12 score. Here is Logan. Nice pass down low. Alex Tanner working the baseline will score the two. The Battlers already have put up 34 points and have really spread the wealth this evening. They have already had six different players score in the first half of this ballgame. We already have a player in double figures. They have put up points in a hurry. Up top, a long three taken. It's off the back iron by Carter Lamont. No good. Rebound to the Battlers. Lead pass to Lukens. Grant will drive as it knocked away. Give Highmore Herald a lot of credit. They are really working hard in the defensive end. Nice play here by Knox. Mason will go to the rim. Shot is no good. Battlers will get the rebound. Up the floor they come. It is Logan across half court with the crossover, the floater. It's up, no good. Tip up by Lukens. He'll tip to himself. Nice pass down low. And into the hands of Colin Arbach. That was Larry Bird-esque as he dumps it down low on the baseline. And now another turnover on Highmore Herald. And to the floor, or to the rim, that's Colin Arbach. And a foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. It will be their 15th foul, and it's on Grady Asby, who picks up his first personal foul. Carson Stevenson back into the ballgame. Grady Asby will check out. For Asby, that's actually his second personal foul of the ballgame. Fifth team foul as Potter County will inbound it. Open look, three taken. It's up and no good by Colin Arbach. Drake Cowan will get the rebound. Then the ball knocked free, and it's loose, and it's tied up in a jump ball. And that will belong to Potter County. So they're creating their own breaks as well as they just nice hustle play there to force the tie-up and get the ball in the alternating possession. Drake Bassett back into the ballgame. Ryder Falkenhagen, a 5'9 sophomore, checks into the ballgame for the Battlers. They lead by a 36-12 score. 4:54 remains in the second quarter. Here is Bassett to Falkenhagen. Ryder will throw the lob down low. Seth Sharp, double covered. Nice shovel pass across the lane, but ball not caught cleanly. And now the Battlers with it up top as they attack the rim. The Ryder Falkenhagen floater is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Harrell. Needing some points in a hurry here as they trail by 24. Down low, Trent Cowan. The turnaround is up good. Trent Cowan with 5 points for Highmore Harrell. And that is an opportunity there for Potter or for Highmore Harrell to get points on the board if they can continue to get the ball inside. Here's Cooper Logan with a nice drive inside. He'll score the two. And it is a 38-14 score. Knox on the move. Trey is fouled. The personal whistle on Alex Tanner. That will be his second personal foul. That will be the fifth team foul for Potter County as Highmore Harrell will go back to their bench. Peyton McDonald back into the ballgame. Mason Knox back into the contest. Carson Stevenson will run the inbounds play. As they work around the perimeter and to the baseline. Shot there by Stevenson is up, no good. Backside rebound up by Mason Knox is no good. He gets another opportunity. Puts that shot up, no good. Potter County will clear the rebound as they head the other way. Here is a crossover to drive. Kick out Bassett. Bassett will drive. The up and under will draw a foul, but the shot is short. A foul is going to be called on Trey Cowan. Cowan with his first personal foul, team foul number 6. And for Potter County, their first free throws of the ballgame, they come from the 5'10 senior Drake Bassett, who will shoot two here, and the first is up, and it is good. 3:43 remains in the first half, 39-14. Here's the second free throw. That is up, no good. And Highmore Harrell will get the rebound. It is a 25-point lead for Potter County here in this first half. Pressure at half court. Pirates with Stevenson. Down low, Knox to the rim. Shot is good. That time, Mason Knox will flash to the basket. McDonald finds him wide open. He scores the two. And when you are Potter County and you're overplaying passing lanes and double-teaming the ball, then opportunities are there if the ball's moved quick enough. And that time, Highmore Harrell did it. A Drake Bassett three that's up, no good. Rebound. Highmore Harrell, they deal with traffic. They get it up the floor. They had a two-on-one, but they couldn't get the ball up the floor. And here's Trey Knox, down low. He'll draw a foul on Alex Tanner. The basket will be good. A foul is going to be called on Potter County. Count the bucket for Trey Knox, his second basket of the ballgame. A chance at a three-point play. Tanner with his second personal foul, by the way, not his third. And the Battlers and the Pirates, both with 6 team fouls, are in the bonus for the remainder of the half. Free throw is up, no good. Rebound, Potter County. It is Bassett, Sharp, on the right side of the key as they look for ball movement. They'll work it around the perimeter. Bassett to the wing now. On the right side, the ball into the hands of Logan Decker. Back around the perimeter. Sharp will post. Decker will drive, feeds it inside to Sharp. Goes strong to the rim. A lot of contact there, but no foul called. Here is Highmore Harrell. McDonald across the time stripe. McDonald to the corner. Here's Mason Knox for three. That'll rim in and out, no good. Potter County will get the rebound as they push the basketball the other way. Working to the 2-minute mark remaining in the quarter. 39-18 is our score. And here is Potter County. That's Grant Lukens. Around the perimeter, Drake Bassett. Defender on him. He'll try the three anyway. Shot is up, no good. Seth Sharp with the offensive rebound. The shot is blocked. Sharp will wind up on the deck. A foul is going to be called. And it will be the second on the sophomore, Trey Cowan. Free throws for Potter County. It's just Seth Sharp will go to the free throw line. A two-shot situation here. Sharp with 9 points in this first half. Free throw is up and good. 2:03 remains in the first half as Colin Arbach will check in. Ryder Falkenhagen will check out. 40-18 is our score. Here's the second free throw. That one rattles in and out and is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. Potter County, even off the missed free throw, can set up full court pressure. The Pirates, they've struggled with it a little bit in the first quarter, but are doing much better here in the second. They get into their offense and get it settled down. Stevenson for three, shot no good. Mason Knox with the offensive rebound, and that shot is swatted. Grant Lukens with the defensive play, as it went out of bounds in a hurry. Pirates will go to their bench once again as Bryce Burke checks back in. Also, Carter Lamont checks back into the ballgame. Stevenson will trigger the inbounds to Knox. Mason with it. Out front, whistle and a reach and a foul called. Potter County with a Colin Arbach personal foul. That will be his first. As we mentioned, both teams over the foul limit, a one-and-one situation here. Mason Knox going to the line. Highmore Herald, one of three from the free throw line so far in this first half. They trail by 22. It's a 40-18 score. Free throw is up and no good. Babblers will get the rebound as they head the other way. Lukens across half court with the crossover. He'll drive, tries to get to the rim, puts a shot up, no good. He almost got his own rebound, but Highmore Herald eventually came away with it. Here's Carter Lamont across the time stripe. Lamont now into the hands of Mason Knox. He picks his dribble up. They send it back in the perimeter. Carson Stevenson back to Lamont. The jumper there is no good. Rebound controlled by Potter County as the Battlers will work the other way. Final minute of the first half, 40-18. Lukens with a three ball, and it's good. Grant Lukens with his third three of the half. He has scored 15 points. 43-18 is our score. And Potter County again with pressure at half court. Lamont will bring the ball across the time stripe. Bounce pass Knox. Now Stevenson with it. Shot clock at 20 is Knox. This is Trey Knox. Will fire the three, and that is up and good. Second three-pointer for Highmore Herald in the first half. It's 43-21. Lukens up top. That shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Potter County. Here's Carlin Abach in the lane, and Colin is fouled. The personal will be whistled on Mason Knox. And for Mason, his first personal foul. And Colin Arbach, the 6'2 senior from Potter County, will get a pair of free throws as the first one is up, and it is no good. 43-21 is our score with 21 seconds remaining in the first half. And here is the second free throw. That one is up and good as Arbach will hit his second. He will check out of the ball game as checking back in will be Ryder Falkening. 23-point lead for Potter County. They led 30-12 at the end of the opening quarter. They have been able to add to the lead in the second quarter. Here's Bryce Burke as they break pressure. Knox from the corner. Shot is up, no good. That is Mason with the three. Rebound Carter Lamont. He'll drive and fire. That shot is no good. Ball loose and out of bounds. It is off of Potter County. And Highmore Herald will have it. They will inbound it on the baseline as Carson Stevenson will again look to put it in play. 7 seconds remain in the half across the lane. This is a drive and a shot taken up and good by Carter Lamont. He has 5 points now. 23, shot at the buzzer is up and no good, and that is the end of the first half. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment, including new Morris Hay Hikers, new Fair Manufacturing, bale processors, and much, much more. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buyrite Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Corson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers! Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Back here in Gettysburg, we are in halftime of our boys' basketball matchup here on a windy Friday night, and a very impressive first half performance for the Potter County Battlers. Battlers 17-1 on the season, and they have something cooking, and they have put together a very impressive first half here against Highmore Herald. And they lead 44-23 at the halftime break. As we look at individual scoring, Highmore Herald first. They are led by the 6'4 junior Trey Knox, who has scored 7 points. Trey Cowan with 5. Carter Lamont with 5 points in the ballgame. Peyton McDonald with 2. Carson Stevenson with 2 points. And Mason Knox with 2 points in the ballgame for the Highmore Herald Pirates. Highmore Herald goes to the free throw line 4 times in the first half. They were 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Highmore Herald, especially in the first quarter, had trouble handling Potter County's full court pressure, and the Pirates had 7 turnovers in the first half. For Potter County, already 2 players in double figures. Grant Lukens leading the way. He has hit 3 threes here at halftime and has scored 15 points. Seth Sharp with 10 points. Cooper Logan with 7. Drake Bassett with 4. Colin Arbach with 3. Logan Decker with 3 points in the ballgame, and Alex Tanner has added 2 points for a total of 44. Potter County goes to the free throw line 6 times in the first half. They were 3 of 6 from the free throw line. And Potter County, by my statistics, with just 2 turnovers here at halftime. Coming up Monday night, we will have high school basketball for you on KPLO as we will find ourselves in Alexandria. That is home to the Hanson Beavers, and they will take on the Chamberlain Cubs. That boys basketball matchup will come your way at around 7:30 with our pregame, 7:40 7:45 or so with the tip-off of that matchup on Monday night. Then on Tuesday, we have round two coverage of region. Well, let's back up. We will have girls basketball region coverage, although the pairings have not been set. Don't know where, which direction we are going to go as of yet. That decision will be made over the weekend. We do know that we will have region basketball for the girls. We'll have that for you Tuesday and Thursday on KPFL. Next Friday night, our final regular season boys basketball matchup. It will be in Highmore as the Highmore Herald Pirates host the Miller Rustlers, as both of those teams will complete their regular seasons next Friday night. Again, we'll get things underway with our pregame show at around 7:30 next Friday night. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. And it is a 44-23 halftime score. Potter County has the lead. And we will be back with third quarter action after a three-minute break on KPMO.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
At Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, K26, 3AW at Pier 4 Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Our second half brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They paid top dollar for good quality trade-ins and treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as Highmore Herald starts out with the basketball. A runner by Peyton McDonald is up no good. Rebound Potter County. Logan Bassett, Arbach, Sharp, and Lukens, the starting five out there for the Battlers. Here is Drake Bassett on the drive. He had nowhere to go, so he sends it back out. Bassett will get the basketball back. He'll try to drive, but good defense by Highmore Herald. They play catch. Arbach to Bassett. Now to the wing, Sharp. Shot clock winding down. Sharp will deal. Shot is up off the rim. No good. And Trey Knox will get the rebound. And as we mentioned, good defense there by Highmore Herald. Asby, McDonald, Lamont, Knox, and Cowan to start the second half. Here is Trey Knox from the left corner. The three is up short. Rebound, Trey Cowan. The putback there is good. Trey Cowan scores the first 2 points of the second half. And it is 44-25, a minute into the third quarter. And now Potter County's Grant Lucan steps out of bounds. And for the Battlers, that is their third turnover of the ballgame. Highmore Herald will look to inbound it as Brady Asby brings it across half court. It is to Knox. Now Lamont out front, McDonald to Knox once again as Trey works with it. High post, Drake Cowan. Back to Knox. Now Cowan, he'll work the sky hook and off the right block. That shot is up and good. Back-to-back buckets for Drake Cowan. 44-27. As Highmore Herald tries to put together a little bit of a scoring run. Here's Cooper Logan, bottled up on the baseline, tries to force it inside to Seth Sharp. Ball knocked away by the Battlers and out of bounds, or by the Pirates, rather, and out of bounds. The Battlers will inbound it as they work out front. Bassett left open. The three is off and no good. The rebound right to Grant Lukens, who puts it up and in. Right place at the right time, and he scores the two, 46-27. We've played 2 minutes in this third quarter. Here is McDonald inside after Potter County breaks pressure. Had to get rid of it. The Battlers will force the turnover. Down low, it's Cooper Logan. Spins away from the defense, goes up strong. Shot is no good. A foul is called. Free throws are upcoming for Potter County as going to the rim is Cooper Logan. He will shoot a pair of free throws as the foul whistled on Trey Knox. That will be his first. Free throw number one bounces off the iron twice and falls off and is no good. 46-27 is our score. Potter County leads. 5:49 remains in the third quarter. Second free throw by Cooper Logan is up and it is good. And Potter County will employ some full court pressure. We mentioned the Pirates had trouble with it in that opening quarter, but settled down and did much better in the second quarter. They've handled it so far here in the third. Here's Peyton McDonald on the left side, freelancing, drives to the elbow, pull-up jumper off glass and no good. Seth Sharp will get the rebound, and here is Potter County across half court. Logan on the move, shovel pass inside Lucan, shot is up good. Grant Lukens with another bucket. He has 19 points now, and it's 49-27. Here is McDonald up the floor. This is Knox for Cowan. Inside shot is up, no good. Trake will get his own rebound. That is no good. Trey Knox will get a rebound. Had nowhere to go as he sends it back out, and now a foul is going to be called. Foul will be whistled on Grant Lukens. Lukens with his first foul. The Pirates, or the Battlers, with their first foul of the second half. The Pirates with the basketball. Carter Lamont inside Trey Cowan. Turnaround is up, no good. Another foul going to be called on Potter County. I think it's Lukens once again, but we'll wait for the official call as Lukens will pick up the personal, and that will be personal foul number two. Trey Cowan to the free throw line, the sophomore. One of two from the stripe in the first half. He has scored 9 points. Free throw number one is up, and it is good. 49-28 is our score. A minute 51 remains in the third quarter. Here is the second free throw. That is up good. Cowan will hit them both. Drake has been the one matchup problem that Highmore Herald has been able to provide to Potter County. The Battlers have no answer for Cowan inside. The turnaround is up and partially blocked and short by Cooper Logan. Logan wanted a foul but didn't get one. Highmore Herald with the basketball. Turnover for Potter County. That's their fourth. And here are the Pirates on the move. A Grady Asby floater that's up, no good. Rebound, Grant Lukens. He will slash to the rim. Stops, pops, shot is no good. Foul is called, though, on Highmore Herald. And more free throws are upcoming. It's on Trey Cowan. Cowan will pick up his third foul. Or is that going to go on Trey Knox? It's going to go on Knox. Pardon me. It's his second personal foul. Grant Lukens at the free throw line to shoot two. His first trip to the free throw line this evening. The first is up good. Here comes the second free throw. That is up and good. The Battlers 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the second half, and they're starting to add to the lead again. It is a 22-point advantage right now, 51-29. Here is Highmore Herald. Lamont trying to feed inside. Ball knocked free and loose. It's out of bounds. It will remain with the Pirates. That pinballed off of a lot of different players from both teams before it finally went out of bounds. It was Potter County that touched it last. Pirates will inbound with 22 to shoot. An off-balance shot is up, no good. Rebound Battlers lead pass Lukens. Bounce pass up the floor, Bassett. And there's nobody home, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover number 5 for Potter County. Bryce Burke, Mason Knox into the ballgame for Highmore Herald. And let's see, into the ballgame. Well, let's see, the starters are still out there. Thought there was somebody from Potter County that checked in, but apparently not. As they will set up full court pressure, the Pirates will handle it, though, as they get it across half court. McDonald, now Lamont, he goes down and is still down, and Potter County goes the other way. A miss by Seth Sharp, but the follow-up by Cooper Logan is good, and it is now a 53-29 score. Lamont gets up and is moving around, and he works inside, and with the turnaround, the shot is up, no good. He's laboring just a little bit as he hustles back defensively. And here is Grant Lukens on the move. He'll go to the rim and score the two. Lukens with 8 in the quarter, 23 for the ball game, and it's 55-29. Highmore Herald going into the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Boy, both of these teams are really getting up and down the floor in a hurry. The foul on Cooper Logan will be his third. And it will be the third team foul of the half for Potter County. And into the ballgame for the Battlers, we'll see Logan Decker check back in. Colin Arbach will check out. Also into the ballgame, Ryder Falkenhagen, as Drake Bassett will check out of the contest. Highmore Herald will inbound as they go to Carson Stevenson. Bounce pass down low, Burke back out, knocks to Stevenson. The corner three taken, that is up. And no good. Rebound Bryce Burke. He'll put it up and in. A foul is going to be called on Potter County. And boy, give Highmore Herald a ton of credit. They continue to battle. The foul on Logan Decker will be his second. Count the bucket for Bryce Burke. That will be his first points of the night. And he'll get a chance to complete a three-point play. The free throw is no good. 55-31, Potter County leading. Inside of 3 minutes remain in the third quarter. Lukens with the crossover, loses the basketball, and then loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for the Potter County Battlers. And as Highmore Herald works the other end and gets the ball inside. We're going to call a jump ball, and the few players pile up underneath the basket, and the alternating possession will give the basketball to Potter County. 55-31, Battlers lead. Lukens to the corner, Cooper Logan. The three is up, and it is good. Boy, he had a defender as tight as they could be played, and he still was able to knock down the three to make it 58-31. 2:20 remains in the third quarter. Potter County man-to-man defensively. Trey Knox fakes the three, drives to the baseline, looks to send it up top and does. Here is a three. That is up off the back iron by Bryce Burke. A long rebound into the hands of Peyton McDonald. Back out front to Burke. He'll try to feed inside. Ball is tipped and it's loose and tied up. And another jump ball. And this time, well, they're going to give the ball to Potter County. So I'm not sure what's the interest or what the reasoning was in the last Highmore Herald possession for Potter County to get the basketball. Either way, last possession or this, turnover for Highmore Herald. And Potter County with the basketball once again. And now away from the ball, a whistle and a foul called. It is going to be called on Highmore Herald. The personal is going to be whistled on Trey Knox. That will be his third foul. The third team foul of the half for Highmore Herald. Here is Ryder Falkenhagen on the move into the lane, loses the basketball. And then Highmore Herald loses it back, if that's the term. Down low, Seth Sharp in the lane, shot and blocked. Foul is called. And that will be the fourth personal foul on Trey Knox. Highmore Herald made the defensive play first, and then Potter and stole the basketball away. Potter County stole it right back. Now Seth Sharp at the free throw line to shoot two. Into the ballgame, Justin Weisler for Highmore Herald, a 6'1 senior. Free throw number one by Sharp is up, and it is good. 59-31 with a minute 37 remaining in the third quarter. Here is the second free throw. That one is up, and it is good. Sharp will hit them both. And now substitutions as Drake Bassett checks back into the ballgame. Also, Alex Tanner back into the contest for the Battlers. A 60-37 score with a minute 35 remaining in the quarter. Highmore Herald across half court. Dakota Hubbard in the ballgame. Three up by Peyton McDonald. It's no good. Rebound, Potter County. Long pass, Drake Bassett. He'll get to the rim and draw a foul. Chasing the play there with Carson Stevenson. He'll pick up the personal. That will be his second foul. And going to the free throw line for Potter County. This is Drake Bassett, his first trip to the line in the second half. And his first of two free throws is up, no good. Minute 19 remains in the third quarter. 60-31 is our score. And here is the second free throw attempt from the 5'10 senior, Drake Bassett. And it is up and good in a 30-point ball game at 61-31. Up the four, Stevenson, Hubbard, across the time stripe as Dakota has it, and then a timeout taken. Pirates will take the timeout here. This will be a 30-second break with a minute 9 remaining third quarter. It is 61-31 Potter County. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Real House Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. A minute 8 remains in the third quarter. 61-31 is our score. Out of the Highmore Herald timeout, it is Cowan. Now Dakota Hubbard on the move. The off-balance floater is up, no good. Potter County will get the rebound. Long pass, Drake Bassett. He'll fake, let the defender go by, and Bassett will score the two. 63-31. Up the floor is Highmore Herald. Here is Justin Weisler. Out front, Grady Asby. Dakota Hubbard on the left side. As Hubbard will work the drive, bounce pass Carter Lamont. Lamont will drive and kick. Here's a Weisler three-point try. That is up, no good. Potter County will get the rebound. Logan will lead the break across half court. Logan, bullet pass down low. It's tipped. It's off the backboard. And over to Highmore Herald, the Potter County Battlers with another turnover. And here is a Highmore Herald turnover. And here is Drake Bassett on the move to the rim. Shot is no good. Tip up by Logan, no good. Another tip up. That is up and good. And that is just downright dandy athleticism by Cooper Logan. Shot at the buzzer, no good. And that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 65-31, the lead to Potter County. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Five-31 is our score. As we start the fourth quarter, Highmore Herald with the basketball. Grady Asby, three, that is up no good. Offensive rebound, Highmore Herald. That is Stevenson down low. They're going to call a jump ball. Stevenson, it looked like, from our vantage point, had got that rebound cleanly. It wound up getting tied up underneath the basket. And that gives the basketball to Potter County. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. As Potter County is in control. It's Lukens to the rim. He is tied up and a foul called. Grady Asby with his third personal foul. A pair of free throws upcoming for Grand Lukens. The 6'3 senior, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And he has scored 23 points, make it 24 as the free throw up and good. And here is the second free throw. That is up no good and a foul called on Potter County on the rebound. That is on Seth Sharp. Sharp with his first personal foul. Fourth team foul for Potter County as the Pirates will put the basketball in play. Pirates up the floor, Mason Knox, now Carter Lamont, Carson Stevenson, and back out front, Asby. We've played a minute of the fourth quarter. Here's Bryce Burke on the move, runs into a double team, tied up, and another jump ball. This time, it belongs to Highmore Herald. The Pirates will inbound. They get it inside to Carson Stevenson, and that shot is swatted out of bounds. So Highmore Herald will look to inbound once again. Ryder Falkenhagen will check in. Checking out will be Drake Bassett. 66-31 is our score. The inbounds and a three. That is up no good by Carter Lamont. And on the rebound, Potter County will put it up and in. I believe that was Mason Knox that puts it up and in for two. It's 66-33. Here is Potter County. Up the floor, Grant Lukens flashing to the basket and a foul call. The personal on Bryce Burke. That will be his first foul. It's team foul number 7 for Highmore Herald. So Potter County in the bonus the rest of the way. Lukens already with a big night. Puts the first of two free throws up and good. Into the ball game for Potter County. We'll see Logan Decker come back in. Second free throw by Lukens. That is back ironed and no good. And Highmore Herald will get the rebound. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. 67-33. Potter County will pick up victory number 18 on the season. As Bryce Burke goes to the rim, he will draw a foul. This is a, I don't believe, a shooting foul. As the foul will be whistled on Logan Decker. That will be his third. As Grant Lukens checks out, Alex Tanner back in the ballgame. Highmore Herald will inbound it. As Stevenson will trigger it out front to Lamont. 5:40 remains in the ballgame. Lamont to Stevenson. The three taken. It's up. No good. Rebound. Highmore Herald. It is up and no good. That is Carter Lamont, but he will get free throws as the foul is called. The personal on Skylar Manuel, who just checked in. That will be his first personal foul. Carter Lamont shooting a pair of free throws. The first of two is up and good. 67-34 is our score. It has been a 23-11 scoring advantage for Potter County so far in this second half. The Battlers were out in front 44-23 at the halftime break. Here's the second free throw for Lamont, and that is up and good. Carter Lamont with 7 points in the ballgame tonight for Highmore Herald. 67-35 as the Battlers work with it. Vanwell to the baseline, Seth Tuer. Back out front, Vanwell to the corner, Falkenhagen. Ryder will drive, tries to spin away from the defense, but good position defense there from Potter County, or for Highmore Herald. Here's Cooper Logan on the move. I think he's the only starter still out there as they feed inside. Ball tipped and out of bounds. It is off of Potter County and a turnover for the Babblers. Their eighth turnover of the ball game. Trey Knox will come back into the contest. Highmore Herald will look to inbound it as the Babblers will bring it across half court. McDonald, Stevenson, Lamont, Knox, Trey on the drive to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Battlers as Alex Tanner clears it. Up the floor, Cooper Logan on the move. Logan drives, feeds inside, ball tipped. Again, good defense by Highmore Herald. They continue to battle even though they are down by a bunch. And here is Peyton McDonald with the basketball. Peyton will drive, gets to the rim. Another contested shot and a foul called. The personal on Ryder Falkenhagen will be his first. Team foul number 8 for Potter County. A pair of free throws upcoming for Peyton McDonald. And free throw number 1 is up and no good. Jet Simon into the ballgame. He is a 5'7 freshman. That is his first basket of the contest. Second free throw is up. That rattles around and drops through and is good from Peyton Lamont. He will hit 1 of 2. 67-36 is our score with 4:09 remaining. Potter County will work with Highmore Herald full court pressure. The Battlers are going to take a timeout here. With 4:09 remaining, it's 67-36. Battlers are out in front, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hovin Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovin Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Nearing the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. 67-36 is our score. As Potter County inbounds it, Brendan Bieber into the ballgame. He'll receive the inbound pass. Up the floor it comes. Highmore Herald forces the turnover, and then as they worked ahead the other way, Carson Stevenson made the defensive play, and then Stevenson was fouled. As Stevenson will go to the free throw line and this will be a 1-1. After the 9th team foul for Potter County, the personal is whistled on Skylar Manuel. That will be his 2nd. And Stevenson's free throw is up, and it is no good. 67-36. 3:49 remains in the ball game as the Battlers work on the perimeter. Brendan Bieber loses the basketball out of bounds for another turnover for Potter County. And Highmore Herald will have the basketball. They work across half court. Justin Weisler on the move. Jumper there. It's no good. From the left side, Seth Tuer will get the rebound for the Battlers. And Potter County will bring it across half court. Stay with us during the post game. We'll talk about the big play of the game. We will talk about our, as Bieber tries a three, the shot is no good. Rebound Potter County, and they'll try to feed inside. They throw the basketball away. And here comes Highmore Herald the other way. But our big play of the game is coming up. As a three is taken, that is Dakota Hubbard. Shot is no good. Weisler runs down the long rebound back to the corner, and another three taken. That is Carson Stevenson. That shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Dakota Hubbard. He'll get another opportunity. As up top it comes, and a three taken. That is off glass and no good from Highmore Herald's Brighton Converse. And Potter County will get the rebound and bring it into their front court. On the wing, a three taken. That is up and no good. That comes from Alex Tanner. Rebound kept alive. Potter County has it. Tanner with it. He is fouled. The foul on Brighton Converse. That will be his first personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Battlers. And it will bring Alex Tanner to the free throw line. This, I believe, is the 1-1. Free throw is up and good. He'll earn that second free throw. Tanner with 3 points in the ball game now. He had a two-pointer in the first half. There's a lot of different players that got into the scoring column for Potter County in the first half. In fact, 8 different players scored, 2 double-figure scores in the first half for the Battlers as they opened up a 21-point lead. They have been able to extend that here in the second half. Highmore Herald up the floor. That cross-court pass thrown, too tall and out of bounds. And another turnover for Highmore Herald as more players enter the ballgame for Potter County. Jackson Krause into the contest. We will also see Henrique Riguera into the ballgame as he heads to the scorer's table with just a little bit under 2 minutes remaining. It is a 32-point lead for Potter County. As they work out front and to the right side, a three taken there, up and short from Seth Sewer. Rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. Carson Stevenson up the floor. Stevenson on the move. Shot is blocked from behind, and Potter County will head the other way. 90 seconds remain in the ballgame, and we will stop play as Potter County uses a timeout just to get Henrique Riguera into the ballgame for Potter County with a minute 15 remaining, 68-36. The inbound Jet Simon as he works out front. Give credit to Highmore Herald. They will have played 32 minutes of basketball, even though they trailed by a bunch. Riguera for three. Shot is no good. He'll get his own rebound. He tries there. A foul is going to be called. And free throws are upcoming for Potter County. Henrique Riguera at the free throw line to shoot three. The 6-foot junior will put the first one up, and it's good. ...69-36, 53.9 seconds remain. The second free throw is up and good. And here comes free throw number 3. It is up, and it is no good. He is over the line. And the ball belongs to Highmore Herald. But that's what the Potter County student body came to see here in this second half. And Riguera scores 2 points, 70-36. And we work through the final seconds of this ball game. Potter County with Timberlake next Friday. That'll be a big matchup for them. Timberlake with a very solid ball club. Highmore Herald will drop to 11-8 with the loss. As Potter County tries another three, that is up and good. And that will be icing on the cake for Potter County. But Highmore Herald finishes up with Miller next Friday night in Highmore. We'll have that game for you here on KPLO. A Weisler three from the corner up and no good. By Highmore Herald, Potter County has the basketball, and there's your ball game. 73-36 is our final score. As Potter County improves to 18-1 with the victory. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hovind Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216. Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
Right here in Gettysburg, we'll talk about a victory for the Potter County Battlers. 73-36, their final score, their winning streak to 13 games in a row. They have not lost since mid-January and are putting together a very nice season. And they'll pick up a few more seeding points to solidify their position. Seeding-wise, not only in Region 2B, but also in the final postseason standings. Of course, you qualify, work through your regions, get to the final two of your region, and then they seed them out 1 through 16, and Potter County is going to have themselves a nice seeding opportunity if they can advance that far. And each game is a step closer, and that's what happened here tonight. Nice victory for the Battlers, 73-36. Our final score over Highmore Herald. Let's look at individual scoring. We'll talk about Highmore Herald first. The Battlers led by Trey Cowan, who was able to do some damage inside, but eventually the Potter County defense was able to take it away. But Cowan finished with 11 points tonight. Trey Knox and Carter Lamont each with 7 points. 3 for Peyton McDonald. 2 points in the ballgame for Carson Stevenson. 2 for Bryce Burke. 2 points for Mason Knox in the ballgame. A total of 36 for Highmore Herald. The Pirates go to the free throw line 12 times in the ballgame. They were 6 of 12 from the free throw line. And Highmore Herald finishes the ballgame with 14 turnovers. For the Potter County Battlers, they had 3 double-figure scorers led by the 6'3 junior Grant Lukens. He scored 25 points tonight. 15 points for Cooper Logan, who passed the 1,000-point total in the ball game this evening. Seth Sharp with 12 points. Drake Bassett with 7. Colin Arbach with 3. Logan Decker with 3. Alex Tanner with 3 points in the ballgame. Henrique Riguera with 2 points in the ballgame for the Potter County Battlers. Battlers go to the free throw line 23 times tonight, and they were 14 of 23 from the free throw line. And the Battlers with 12 turnovers in the contest. As Potter County got off to a very fast start and led 30-12 at the end of the opening quarter, led 44-23 at the half, 65-31 at the end of three quarters of play, and win this one by a final of 73-36. Time for our KPLO CHS, our big play of the game. Let's do the big play of the game first. That is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, it didn't take us long to figure out the big play of the game. It was the opening tip as Potter County controlled the tip up the floor. And about 5 seconds into the ballgame, a 3 was hit by Seth Sharp. And that set the tone of the ballgame as Potter County opened up a very fast lead. And they did not look back from that. And that was that 3-pointer to start the game by Seth Sharp. And it is our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, it is our player of the game announcement. Our player of the game brought to you throughout the season by the folks at CHS River Plains. Let's hear from CHS River Plains, and we'll name our player of the game next.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgiski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Player of the game nominees on the Highmore Herald side in double figures, the 6'4 sophomore Trey Cowan. Cowan scored 11 points in the contest tonight. On the Potter County side, Seth Sharp with 12 points in the contest, 15 for Cooper Logan. And Grant Lukens with 25 points tonight. He scored 15 of those in the first half, and he is our CHS River Plains player of the game. High school basketball comes your way Monday night on KPLO as we will be in Alexandria as Hanson, the Beavers, host Chamberlain. And that will be a boys basketball matchup, 7:30 with the pregame, 7:45 with our tip-off from Alexandria on Monday night. Tuesday and Thursday next week, we will have girls region tournament play. We have not seen the pairings yet. We do not have... without pairings, hard to decide where to go. So we will do that over the weekend, and we will have basketball for you from the girls' postseason on Tuesday and Thursday on KPLO. Next Friday night, on the 25th, it will be the final regular season basketball game for the boys, and it will feature the matchup between Highmore Herald and Miller at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore. Tip-off scheduled for around 7:45. We'll have our pregame at 7:30 on Friday night. That is next Friday night. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. We would like to thank those of you who have joined us tonight on our website, drgnews.com. Of course, this game will be archived and will be available online in our archive section at drgnews.com. Coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO brought to you by Plains Commerce Bank, Hovind Equity, Hovind Co-op in the Prairie Stop, Gettysburg Collision Center, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling by C&B Operations John Deere, by Brown Agronomy, the Great Western Bank, Gas and Goodies Stan C Store, by Schlachter Lumber, Mashing Food Center, Jan Bussey Ford, by Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, by Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, the Highmore Herald, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, and Highmore Health. Coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO, also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, by Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communication. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from Gettysburg. Our final score again tonight, the Potter County Battlers 73, the Highmore Herald Pirates 36. Have a happy and safe weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.